I want to mishana a little bit. All of the other years, Yitz Hashem this year also, and some Gedalia, I give a shiur on Dalad Minim, all of the halachas of Dalad Minim, of the lachats, and all of the maises, and all of the andere zachen, in the end when we get to the lulav gets like 10 minutes. In the maise, the lulav has a lot of halachas. And I want a little bit together to go duch all of the halachas of a lulav, the chumres, the dikdukim, the briske chumres, the chumres sheba chumres, it's all different zachen. But if we'll go slowly, I hope, if you listen carefully, you will know the way to go to look for a lulav, and maybe this year you will have a kosher a lulav. Or at least more kosher, will nicht mezalzel sein. But nicest sroigim I saw, I had already good nicest sroigim. A good lulav I almost never had. A good lulav it's very hard to find. A sroigim is not life. You have to know, if you know Hilchis lulav, it's very hard to find a lulav. So let me get, you know, the Arba Minim Alamola called Hashem the lulav. Al Netilas lulav. Why is it the lulav at Hot Epis HaChashiv is smell from Alam Minim? So we'll take the lulav and we'll try to go duch. And I'm Masber Klo, I will try to be madgishtake. What is aloche? What is bediyevet? What is a chumre? And what is a briske chumre? Why it's so important? We'll see later. If a person doesn't know, he could look for a lulav for an hour. So if sakleine chumre that when he was a kid, he thought that this is what you have to look in a lulav for. And alle andere zaken that you have to look in a lulav. He doesn't look into. So let me again say that. The shiur of lulav is arba tfochim. We speak about shiur chazanish. Most klal Israel and a lulav chodsh use a shiur chazanish. The shiur chazanish is 40 centimeters. This is the shiur chazanish. Now, the way you measure the lulav, every lulav, I tried to get hold of the vial, it's no lulavim in Eretz Yisrael, it's hard to get a hold of a lulav. But the shiur of a lulav is the shedre. The shedre means the piece of wood that is shiny from one side. This has to be 40 centimeters. The way you measure it is, a lot of people have a mistake, it's from the bottom of the wood, soon I will show from where, the bottom from the wood, that shiny piece that is in the middle, till where the top leaf starts to come out, the tiyomis. I know every lulav is a wood, and leaves come out, and in the middle is one leaf. That leaf doesn't count. You have to count from the wood till the bottom of the wood, you have to have 40 centimeters. Now, in that piece of wood, that leaves come out, the derech of the leaves, one comes on the right, one comes on the left. One comes on the right, one comes on the left. They don't come out even. Sometimes the bottom of the wood doesn't have leaves. You know, they took it off the tree. The bottom leaves are schwache leaves. They peel them off. You can't count that piece for the arba tfochim that you need. Not only you can't count that piece for the arba tfochim, was that we have to start to count from the place that the leaves come out. Now I want to be madgish. The leaves come out, one on the right and one on the left. So if you look at a lulav, normally it will look like this. One leaf, lamazong in the middle is a leaf. This is the wood. So you'll have one leaf coming out from this side. And you have another leaf coming out from this side. The right leaf will come from the bottom, lamazong. The left leaf will start to come out a little bit higher up in the tree. You have to start to count the dalet tfochim from the top leaf. How you will remember every time, that in the other side you already also have a leaf. If you'll be counting from the bottom leaf, so the other side of the wood is nothing around him. He's empty from leaves. So it doesn't count. And the small lulavim and the kosher lulavim, if you're not makpid on it, a lot of times you will not have a shiur of arba tfochim in the wood. again, from the top leaf, the Ainu, we're going to the bottom leaves, but the second one, that already has connected another leaf, from there you count till the top of the wood. Now, this is the shiur arba tfochim that you have to have in the lulav. On top of this arba tfochim is the leaf that comes out. That leaf is called the tiyoimis. Now, every leaf of a lulav, and the way that it was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gemacht the welt, every leaf is made from a double leaf. You can take the leaf and open it, and you have a double leaf. Every leaf is a double leaf. This is the way the leaves in the lulav are. The middle leaf is called a tiyoimis. The derech of the lulav, again, just to have the picture that will be all the nafkeminis is, the lulav is a piece of wood that is shiny on one side, there's a leaf from every side. Then the middle leaf grows in the middle, eventually he opens the two, and again another one comes, and this is the way it grows. This is the reason a lot of the time the top is already open, because it's starting to open. So that middle leaf is called the tiyoimis. Normally you put the lulav in the middle, you open, you put to the side, you find the middle one, he's called the tiyoimis. No. This Bible learn Yovesh from Bissenbach. So now the middle leaf is called Alemol the Tiyoimis. The middle leaf. I want to go Keseda. Sometimes the lulav has two Tiyoimis. I know how you will find the two Tiyoimis. You take the lulav and you start to open the leaves. You open one to this side, one to this side, one to this side. You get to the middle. Normally in the middle you will have only one leaf. I call it a double leaf. Yeah, we're calling every leaf when we speak about it, it's a double leaf. Right? Because every leaf of the lulav is double. It's connected in the back and in the front it's open. So in the middle, you got to the middle, you have a tiyoimis. Amol, you have a lulav that has two tiyoimis. Now, medav wissen, it's a chumre, but you have to know about the idach hanami. If you learn mishdebura, you don't know that. But it's Shita Sage'oinim, Tesis brings it down in Babakame Daf Tzadikvov, that these two leaves, the Hainu, Tiyoimis is the middle leaf that is made from two leaves. Sometimes when you open the lulav, you will find in the middle two Tiyoimisim. One. I got to the top, two leaves are coming from the top of the tree. Two double leaves. So this lulav is called a lulav mitzvei Tiyoimisim. Shita Sage'oinim, that if these two tiyoimisim that are growing in the end were connected in the back with kore is that brown thing that we have in the lulav, we'll get to everything misuder, but if these two leaves, again, we're holding in the spitz of the lulav and two double leaves are coming out. If these two double leaves are connected with a kore, they have a aloha now, if one leaf, that if you separate it, it's called Nechleko Atiyoimis Posu. We know as a halacha that we'll be learning in a second, that if that middle leaf separates the two, it's Posu, a kosher. This is what we every time look for a closed lulav, like we'll get in a second to these halachas. But before we're getting to that, when you pick up the lulav and you go to the store, you open it, you get to the top, oh, I found the middle leaf. I check, it's made from two leaves, it's closed, it's a Atiyoimis. Sometimes you found two. Shita Sage'oinim, that these two, if they have a kore in the back, a brown, that connects them, if you separate that kore, it becomes posu. It's called nechliko atayoimus. Normally, every time you separate it, you know, because you're trying to find where's the middle one. You know, you're up, and there are two middle ones. But first, you separate them, you know, you're not sure where's the middle one. You check, you come to someone who says, hey, it's atayoimus. This one has two atayoimus. Now, lefide geoinim, it's posu. The Mishneh Berurah didn't bring it down. The Levush Esrad says because it was not Shchiach. Velemaise nire lehachmir. The Bikur Yaakov says roi lehachmir. Again, for sure, the Chumra is only if it was connected with a Kore and someone separated it. If it grew without a koreh, then mistome it's kosher. Now, in Sefer Chaim Vebroche, he brings down not to take a lulav with two tiyomisim. Why? First, because maybe it was connected and someone separated it. You will never know. And also, maybe, even if it was born like that, it's a possible one. The Moshe, I remember when I was young, you know, I was looking for my father for a lulav, you know, Chnish Givuz Da Alochas. I found him mamish, a good lulav, green till the tap closed. And I found him a little bit shvacher one. The one that I found him had two tiyomisim. My father took the shvacher one. I told him, I learned the ganze Mishnah Berurah, the first one, two tiyom is green closed till the tap. The other one is all different problems. My father told me, in my life I never took a lulav with two tiyom. Two tiyomisim? With the goyim? A lulav with the goyim could be possible. Ich nehm nicht. So again, why I'm saying that? Lamosha, when you're sitting in a Beis HaRoeh and people come, you can't even tell them that it's a problem. It's kosher. Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring it down. Fruma from the Mishnah Berurah. Aber, lemaise, Chaim Vebroche, Bikuri Yankiv, Shari Tshuve, and Choshev Yidin that I know, don't take a lulav with two tiyomisim. So again, I'm not telling you not to take. But I can't stand when I see Choshev Bochim, you know, when they go to look for Abba Minim, you know, they're looking for Mitzvei Tiyomisim. The first thing they take Mitzvei Tiyomisim. You have to know, we'll see what is the other lulavim you will find this year. But to know that there's a big chumre, again, if you saw that they separated it, it's mamish a problem. You're taking a lulav that lefi levush esrad is not kosher. You know, take a poshtel lulav and even shalom al Yisrael. Take a poshtel lulav and shalom al Yisrael. For the Mishnah Berurah is kosher. Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring it down. Anders doesn't Mishnah Berurah bring it down because it was not motzi in his days. I said again, kosher, it's kosher. I know on Chas B'Sholem, then people say, it's gemacht chumres. Kosher is kosher. And if I would have to get a heksher on it, I will give. Not only that. People come with, they buy these closed packages. And then they come to ask me if it's okay, and I say it's okay. So well, then Shia Mehuda is a big problem. It's kosher, and it's even Mehuda. Now I know you can't come betainus if you buy, you know, say some people buy a closed package, yeah? They also buy the closed package. So Lulav, they also buy the closed package. But, you know, they rely on the Moichah, that'll be okay. They can have a taina that it's not mehuda because the Mishnah Berurah didn't bring it down. But if you want to know when you're going to look for a lulav, is a chisoron to have two tiyomisim. Lom again weiter. So now we're going to a lulav that has one tiyomis, or even if you have two tiyomisim. But we'll start with the lulav that has the one tiyomis. So the tiyomis is the double leaf that is in the middle. That double leaf that is in the middle, one leaf that is made from two leaves, right? This is the tiyomis. Steht in Shulchan Aruch, nechleko ha-tiyomis, posu. Nechleko ha-tiyomis, posu. It was an interesante primegodim that wanted to say that if it was, Hashem made it, betchilas briyosoi, that it was not connected, behind it was the middle leaf, but he was born, the way he grew was two separate leaves. Two single leaves. Every tiyomis is a double, one leaf that is made from two leaves, connected in the back. If this tiyomis was taken two single leaves, like this they grew, it would be kosher, we don't pass it like that. If the middle leaf is split to two, it's possible. Now, mi'ikar adin, only if it's roiv. If it's roiv, it's possible. Lekatchila zog de Mishnah Berurah, only if it's tefach it's kosher. More from a tefach it's possible. Ve'yesh machmirim zog de Mishnah Berurah b'mashu. That the middle leaf cannot be open even mashu. Again, the Chofetz Chaim in the Mishnah Berurah says that if you have a lulev that is open, a tefach, and your friend that is standing near you in shul has a lulev that is closed completely, you don't have to shake his lulav. Again, it doesn't mean that in Erev Sukkot you don't have to look for a closed one. Lemaise. Klal Yisrael, when they go to look for a lulav, the first thing is you look that the tiyomis will be closed till the top. This is what you look for. Now, the shaila is taken, why to have to have it closed till the top? Nechlikati yoimis, if it's roiv, I hear, it's like two. Tefach is also a choshe v'shir, afilu b'mashu. So the Ritva says, the reason is because if it's open mashu, when you will shake the lulev, soifoy lihiposach, it will open. He doesn't mean a gzeira de rabbonon. He means val, it doesn't have a koyach to be kosher because it will separate when you will shake it. The mele de lulav is posel now. The mele de lulav is posel now. As I zokta. Zokta besulyan kefishol lefi that you could take glue and glue it. And then it'll be kosher lekatchile. As I zokta b'nissim karelitz. You take like we call it, crazy glue. You stick that leaf in the top, and it's kosher lekatchile. Nisht ale amaskim with them. And the time that a lulav that became posel, you can't kasher him already. But you have to know that Rabbi Solyanke Fisher was moichrim that do it. Some moichrim do it. You have to have good eyes to see. They have mamash a fest a lulav, like a $100 lulav. But you know, it opened a little bit. Overnight, they work on it. And they put like a little bit, and it becomes in the morning, it's closed. They all say, Yanke Fisher like Atchile. Atchish and Mishmo, them stomachs is Gezel. Stomachs is Gezel. Avadis is Heistoi Noe. Avadis is Heistoi Noe. But Mikol Mekoyim, we have to know that some people are Makhshim. Now, the same thing, and here I wanted to hear very good. We have, again, we're going in the middle leaf that we said, like Atchile, again, Mi'ikar Adin, Roiv. Tefach, mashu. Lemai says it's kosher. But we machbir not to have open afilu mashu. Zog b'sariyan gefisher, you could glue it. And then it's kosher. If you glue it, it's kosher. Mishnah Berurah says, even if it's open a tefach, you don't have to bench on someone else. Some people say, b'mir si ginug b'sariyan gefisher. Mishnah Berurah says, mi'ikar din roiv is kosher. Only roiv is possible. Tefach, mashu is a chumre. I'm saying Rabbi Yankee Fisher. Mishnah Berurah said that till the tefach I could bench on this lulav. So Yankee Fisher said that it's mamish mehudor lekatchila with Rav Nissim Karelitz. It's genug for me. The same thing, what happens a lot of times in the market, we're going to the tiyomis. In the back of the tiyomis, right, the tiyomis is a double leaf that is made like this. It's closed in the back. And in the front, if you open it, it'll be open a little bit. When you look good on the lulav, you will see in the back, in the shiny place where the two leaves meet together, sometimes is a little bit kore, that brown stuff, that it's stuck in between the two leaves. The hainu. This is the double leaves that are closed in the back, right? So this is the back, really. So now, it's closed like this. Somewhere here, where you see the little hole, is kore. So be'etzem, it's not. It's really a little bit open already. But it's stuck with a kore. The tirim is on Yanke Fisher, it's lekatchile kosher. Again, first it's only mashu, that the Mishnah Berurah says that the Yevid you could bench on it, and it will not open with the shaking, because it has koreh. The briskets are very machpir not to take it. You go a malt, when you're going to buy a lulav Be'ezus Hashem, you go to a maven, you'll tell you, sihot koreh dalton. Sihot koreh dalton. This is what it means. In between the leaves there, is a little bit koreh. Sihot koreh dalton. So now, lemaise, what is the shir? What is the shir lemaise? This nechleko atiyoymes, we said is a shir afilu b'mashu. Now, the shayla is taken, what is that shir afilu b'mashu? The mocker is the Ran. The Ran asked the kasha, nisdak shteit kosher, nechlak is posul. And the Ran wants to answer different terutzim, and he says, nechlak is posul afilu b'mashu. So the shayla, what is the shir of mashu? The Taz says the shir is a tefach. The Achronim say the shir is b'mashu. Now the shayla is, maybe we'll start from a different shayla. This psul of nechlak, it's only in the first day of Sukkos or in the whole Sukkos? We know some psulim are only in the first day. Some psulim are over the whole Sukkos. What is the klal? The klal is azeh. Lekicho tamo is only on the first day. V'lekatechem b'yoyim rishay. L'kichot tamo. Hodor is possible all the 7 days. Some people, but this is what we pass in Lemaise. Now, the Mishneh Brura is a machlekes, if this thing is possible only on the first day, or it's possible all of the days. The Mishneh Brura says that it's possible only on the first day, al slikicha tamo. Rabbi Kiva Eger says that it's possible all the 7 days. Rabbi Kiva Eger paskens and we choishes lekatchile that it's possible all the 7 days. Why it's so important to know that? Because okay, so I machmir. Chmeis Rabbi Kiva Eger fartik. We want to machmir like Rabbi Kiva Eger. Again, but legabe the second day to take a lulav with a glue, the shaliyankev is machshir anyway. So yasach leichter. Every time you have to measure. But what is the nefkemine? The shaila is, what would be if nechleko atayoymes in a very small amount that it's very hard to see it? You only could see it with a microfiber glass. See, heis nechleko atayoymes or not? Lechura yes. Dr. Kiva Eger, lechura yes. Why? If the psul would be at hodor, and hodor is a klal, you have to have nira lo enayim. We'll see when we get to the esrog. You have to have nira lo enayim. Shaila from 10, how far away, how quick, what kind of eyes, aber the shir of nira le'enayim. This as hodo, as in nishke nira le'enayim, as nishke psul hodo. Aber as lekicho tamo, as in nishke tamo. The male of all the Mishneh Brura says that it's possible as lekicho tamo, so if it's not, if, even if it's not nira le'enayim, if you know that it's split, so that you come to a mimcha, he tells you it's open, it's open. She can't see it, all the leaves are around it, you can't see it. But it's open, it's a shtickle open already. But maybe you have to be machmir. Maybe in the second days you could use such a lulav, because we might have shach. So like the time on the second day you don't have a problem, so only on the other hand you have to have nira le'enayim. Now, lemaise, so everyone knows lekatchile when you have a lulev and you have a double a leaf in the middle, we try lekatchile again to take it that it's closed till the top. Even that lemaise we saw is mi'ikar adin oni roiv, tefach lekatchile, Mishneh Brura says, mashu lekatchile, and a mekomoko, we try to be magnet or be closed till the end. We'll go back to a person that didn't find a good lulev, and he's using this year like a lot of choshev yidin, he's using a lulev that has two teyoymas. But he's using a lulav from two teyoymes. As a machlekes, two of them have to be closed till the top? Or it's enough that one of them is closed till the top? Then when you have a lulav with two teyoymesim, you need both of the teyoymesim to be closed till the top? Or it's enough? Come inside. Or it's enough that one of them will be closed till the top? That's the shaila. So lemaise, the Mishneh Brura is machmir, and the Mishneh Brura says that both of them have to be closed till the top. That is like the Mishneh Brura. That both of them have to be closed till the top. The Chazanish is mistupik about it. I will see later different shittas. Lemaise, the Ikara Achro is like the Mishneh Brura. That if you have two teyoymesim, you have to be makbid that both of them will be closed mamash till the top. Again, val the chazanish is makel, some people, and one of them, they use the b'salyan k'smish v'kule. But again, me'ikar adin, if you have two teyoymesim, again, we said, the reason is the fide goyim not to take it. But it's kosher lekatchila, and you have to have both of them closed. What happens now, we'll go weiter. You take a lulav, you open, you get to the middle one, there's only one leaf. One single leaf. The tiyomis is born the way it grew on the tree with one single leaf. Zok de ramo en simen tof reish memei. It's possible. It's a kolboy that the kolboy learns pshat in the gemore lulev de solik bechad hutze possible. Now, the Oruch HaShulchan taines that this Ramo is Lishitosoi, that learns Pshat and Nechleko at the Yoimis, that it goes on the middle leaf, like we said till now. And he says, what is the Raya? Nechleko at the Yoimis. It's not Hodo, because it looks like two. Again, we said that the reason Nechlek is Posul because it's not a Lekicha Tamo. So it could be here it's also not a Lekicha Tamo. Maybe not. Maybe it's not a Lekicha Tamo, only if it was made together and you split it, it's not a Lekicha Tamo. Or if it's born with one leaf, it's created with one leaf, maybe it's a Lekicha Tamo. Lemay said Ramo has a Kolboy, as in Kolboy state in the Gemara that it's Posul. We pass that it's possible, as I state in the Rambam. We have to know as Sidosh Shittes that said that it's kosher. At least in the other days. Not in the first day. We don't pass in like that. But you have to remember that Chas B'Sholem Amol is stuck in a place that is no lulav. Only a lulav with a tiyemes, with a single leaf only. That some Shittes in the other days, not in the first day, will even make a broch on it. Again, Lemay Siddiq, not the same. But from here we come to the main shaila that the Poiskei Zmaneinu brought up, that Mishum Ma, the Mishneh Brura never spoke about it. And this is the reason really that it's very hard to find the kosher lulav. We're holding the vial in the tiyomis. We're holding the vial in the middle leaf that is made from two single leaves that are attached in the back. Now what happens, and it happens kimat in all of the lulavim, we're going now, we're taking the tiyomis, that the tiyomis means a double olive that is made from two single ones that is attached in the back. And we know nechlek it's not good. What happens if one leaf is shorter from the other leaf? This is the middle leaf, right? It's made from two leaves that they're attached together, but they're like this. The way they are, it's like this. They don't reach each other till the end. Or sometimes they're finished till the end, but one is shorter from the other one. It's as a broche that in 80% of the lulavim it happens. Maybe 90%. That both of them will finish alamol if you see a leaf that is very good, but derech klal it's not the tiyomis. It's a klal, when you look for the tiyomis, the worst one is the tiyomis. So in klal, you don't have to start to look. You see a leaf that is not so sure that it's exactly, he's the tiyomis. It's baruch u'menuse. So now, Nechleku Rabbeinu, Poiskei Zmaneinu, what happens to such a lulav that the middle leaves are not finishing together? One is shorter from the other one. Reb Chaim Kanievsky brings down that the Chazanish said that it's not a problem. He said, Reb Eliashiv is machmir, but the Chazanish gizokt as a beseder. B'shem Reb Shlomo Zalman Oyerbach, they say, that the Iker that is Roif, the Hainu, if the leaf is Lamazog in 10 centimeters, we need that it's made from two singles that are attached in the back, 10 centimeters, you need that at least one of them, if one is 10, the other will be 6. If it's less from 6, then it's a problem. Or if it's not wide enough, more from Roif. This happens a lot of times. It's double, but they're not covering completely. One is narrower from the other one. If it's roiv, it's kosher. If it's not roiv, it's possible. Reb Eliashiv says that it's not good. No, Reb Eliashiv says if it's not niker, it's kosher muhuda. But if it's niker, it's not good. Now here's the shaila, how much it has to be not niker. So I know someone that went and bring him a lulav, he measured before he gave him, and the difference in between the leaves and the top was 2 millimeters. Every centimeter has 10 of them. Every meter has 100 centimeters, if you want to know the shear. 2 millimeters. Some people, they say, they asked Reb Eliashiv, he said even 3 is okay. The big Mekilim B'Shem Reb Eliashiv say till a half of a centimeter is okay. Now, the briskers are makpid, punk, that it's exactly the same on the top. One tiyomis, green, the vial, closed till the top exactly. Not one shorter from the other one. Now, what is the longest and back of the child? We know the Ramos said that if it's with one leaf, one single tiyomis, the tiyomis is single, it's possible. The Machmirim Taine, afazei vayt, that the second leaf is not covering the whole leaf, it's single. In that area, it's single. You need two leaves in Ganson. The tiyomis has to be made from two leaves from the beginning till the top. And if in Chelik it's not covering, see, hey, single. Aber anders sagen, ne? The reason the Ramos said a single one is not good, it's not because Lekicha Tamo. It's not Hodor. Funny lulav looks different. This is a normal lulav. Rav Vosner bought a raya that it's kosher. He said the halacha we'll see later, beniktam. So another halacha we didn't get to. If the top of the lulav is chipped. So as a machlekes, we'll see later if you have it to yoimis. So we know if it's niktam, it's possible. What would be if one of them was niktam? Dainu, one leaf, and one of the single ones of the two was niktam. As a machlekes. Okay, we pass on maybe, we'll see later. But, aber fragt Rav Vosner, how you could be machshir? How is it sad to be machshir? Niktam one of these two single ones. Now it's a leaf that one of them is shorter from the other one. Is a raya? That's Rav Vosner. Say that, but we said now from Rav Eliashiv that if one is short from the other one, one is a little bit shorter from the other one, 2 millimeters, 3 millimeters is possible. So why when it's niktam one of them is kosher?
Maybe the long one.
I have two leaves, I'm finishing. Is it sad in the Bikur Yankev that if I cut one, these two, if one of them is chipped, it's kosher. Now he's a single one. Rabbi Yashiv says if it's born like this, it's possible. If it's created like this, if it grew like this, it's possible. And the Bikur Yankev said that if you chip one of them, it's kosher. So a lot of places can say that it's a chumre be'alme, and again, I'm telling you how to look for a lulev to try to find one that at least one will not be shorter till the most a half a centimeter from each other. But again, if you buy a kosher mehudar lulav, and one is shorter from the other one, no one will sign for you to take it back. Because me'ikir adin it's kosher, we can't say that it's possible. Lom again weiter. It's another aloche in lulav niktam. It's a very hard aloche. Niktam roish alulav posul. The Mishneh Berurah says the psul is mitzad hodor, and the main of the Mishneh Berurah, you have to have nira le'enayim. If it's not nira le'enayim, it's kosher. The briskers, amachmir, afilu b'mashehu, she'ein nira le'enayim. They have a raya from the Loshon of the Primegodim, yesh li'izoyer tuve ba'ole ha'emtsoyi, le'ayin bay im lo'y niktam o'ole kolshu. V'yochu le'akir al yedei shema'ayin bo. Was yesh li'izoyer tuve, if it's near the eye, you just look. So the medayik from this primogodim that maybe it's also a psul, not only of hodor, also of a lekicha tamo could be. And b'meile they machmir afilu b'kolshu. Just lechura, it's only on the first day. The brisket tried to machmir the ganze shivas yomim. Now, as a simen, it's very hard to say it b'al peh. If you do a little bit shimush with a magnifying glass, if you look in the edge of the lulav. 98% of the lulavim, in the edge of the leaf, is a little hole that goes in. You can't see it with the eyes. You have to be a mumcha with a glass. And this is a semen that was not chipped. If it was chipped, it was 1 year that festa lulavim came to the market. And no one knew what was the pshat. Till they bring it to a mumcha, and they realized there was no holes. They got back to the person, you know, he took these sharp knives, and overnight, he made all the lulavim very sharp. He just made them sharp. And there's no way to chop. So, again, Me'ikir Adin, the Mishneh Berurah says, has to be nira le'enai. Now, it's a very big problem, because you take a lulav, sometimes you take a lulav, you bang it, you put it miyad down. Yeah, but the guy that comes after you, he doesn't know that someone banged it, and he takes it. Now, you have to know, a lot of times, in the end of the lulav, it's like a little needle, Not really from the material of the lulav. If that breaks, this doesn't make it niktam. Now, what would be if you have Babu Mazu, what is the shear of niktam? Now, so aloha is, you have the tiyoim, is the middle leaf. If it's niktam, it's posul. to be very much marked. When you see guys come with a nice lulav, they put it down, they go back, it's a lulav. It's mamish nikta. Now, if you have two teyoimasim, the Mishnah Berurah says that if one of them is niktam, efshar the kosher. Then, even though we said nechleko teyoimas, you need both of them. Aber if you have two teyoimasim, kind of two double leaves, Mishnah Berurah says legabi niktam, if one of them is niktam, it's kosher. Chaznish says, I don't understand. And nech like you said that it's possible. I want to say, dear, it's also kosher. And nech, like you told me that it's posul, and in niktam you tell me that it's kosher. So like the chazanish, I have a poshte eitzah. If it opens a little bit, cut it. To be kosher. Niktam, one of them you said in Mishnah Berurah is kosher. Nech, like afilu b'mashu, you said that it's posul. Cut it, and to be kosher. And they frag the chazanish of the Mishnah Berurah. But we see in Hilchis Lulev, Arias, maybe time later, that Sido Azar Chazachin, when they did the posul, if you take them off, they'll be kosher. Because it was in the Hadassim, it's like dry leaves, the Mishnah Berurah says that if they fall down, they're kosher, when they did the posul. And it's kosher, especially if it's Atzhodo, it makes sense. If it's Alekiratam, it's a bit shwer. Now, what would be if you have, Lemaisa, we have one, normal, we have a lulav with one tiyoimus, and that one tiyoimus, every tiyoimus we said is made from a double single, two single leaves. And we break down before the Bikur Yankiv, what happens if one of them cuts? Not both of them cut, one of the single, dahinu, every tiyoimus is two single leaves, and one of these two leaves chipped. Lefina Mishnah Berurah, it's for sure possible. The Chazanish wants to say that it's kosher, Lemaisa was not discovered. Now, La Locha Lemaisa, even though we're saying all of this Chumre, if someone is in a place that is no different Lulav, and he only has a Lulav Sheniktam, he could make a broche, calls man the roiv if the leaf is kayin. But again, not to be soimich on it. Lemaisa, you have to have a leaf that is not Niktam. But you have to know again, that if he's in a place that is no lulav, and the only lulav that is available is the lulav that was niktam, till ruba is kosher. Now, there's another psul that a lot of people don't know about it. It's called hemnik. Hemnik. Kaimelon hemnik psul. Now, what is hemnik? Hemnik is, again, we're holding the tiyoimus yet, we didn't leave the middle leaf yet. We learned, we said, l'ikar ha'alocha, if it's nechlak b'mashu, it's kosher, right? Tefach, roi, we're machmir afilu b'mashu. Now, but the halocha says, hemnik is possible. What is hemnik? So the lashon of the halocha is that the top leaf open and he looks like two. He looks like two. What do you mean he looks like two? So some people say looks like two means when you hold the lulav in front of you, it will look, we'll start the murmach moshite. It will look like two leaves. Now you have the middle leaf, you look at it, it looks like two. You see a split in between. This is already hemdik. Some people say it has to look like this, like a V. You know what the people do a V? It has to look like a V. I'm not sure if mamish so big like a V, but it has to mamish look like two. And then lekula alma it's possible. Again, I'm going back in these two cases, the poiskim paskin la'alocha, that if you put down the lulav on the table, it closes back, it's kosher. Even if it looks like two, but if you will put it laying down, it will close back. The poskim hold that meikar adin is kosher. So the Yankee Fisher says, could I to glue it? I'm saying, if it doesn't look like two when you put it down and you will squeeze it together, then most poskim hold glue doesn't help. But if it's in a matzav that when you put it down, it closes really, just when you're holding it, it looks like two. But derech klal, if it looks like two, it doesn't help that you put it down. But derech klal, if it looks like two. Now, there's another hemnik that the Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa is very machmir. Not all the people know about it. And a lot of the Lulavim have this problem. A lot of the Lulavim have this problem. It doesn't look like two. It's very hard to mitzayir it, to explain to you. You know, a lot of people have like fish forks, little forks. Normally in these fish forks, two of the teeth are straight. The last tooth is like a little slantly azah. This is like a hemlock. A hemlock is that it goes together and it looks in the end like something that is opening. It's like a split in the end. Sometimes in between the leaves are closed. I'll tell you where you can see a hemlock. If you take your own hands, and put one against each other, the middle fingers look like a hemlock. Every time, every person in the world, put your two hands together, the middle two fingers look like a hemlock. It's poshut hazeh. They look like a hemlock. Why? Because you see two. You see two. The second fingers, if you squeeze them very strong, they will not look like a hemlock. But the middle fingers, if you squeeze them, they will stay looking like a hemlock. You could alamol take them and put them mamish together. Seder. Why? Because the angle, the side of hemlock is not because it's split. Because when you look at it, it looks like two. It looks like two. And you have to have a bit shimush to know this is mamish posu. Again, only on the first day, but it's mamish posu. Now, the Mishneh Berurah brings down a chumre in Shaar HaTzion. People don't know this chumre. That the psul of hemlock, Shaar HaTzion Lamedalet, it's not only in the middle leaf. If the two leaves near the middle leaf, the two neighbors of the Tiyomis, have a hemlock, even that the Tiyomis is not a hemlock, the Mishneh Berurah brings down that yesh lehachmir and it's not kosher. Avada b'diyevet it's kosher, and even lekatchila it's kosher. The Shaar HaTzion brings down, he has a cheshbin that lefi the ran, it could be posul. The Chaya Odom says that it's mamish posul. Lom again weiter. There's another psul in a lulav that is called yovish. A yovish lulav. A lulav that is yovish. Now, the Mishneh Berurah paskins that not only if the whole lulav is yovish, even if the tiyomis is yovish, it's posul. Zog the Mishneh Berurah more from that. Not only if the whole leaf is yovish, even if the roiv is yovish, it's posul. Zog the Mishneh Berurah what I want to tell you a chumre, that lekatchile, even if the edge in the top of the tiyomis is yovish, it's posul. You don't have a different lulav, you have to ask the Shailas Chochom. The Haidu. Lekatchile, the whole middle leaf has to be green. If it's yovesh, even the mashu, it's not good. But the Evet, if the middle leaf, the top is green, even if roiv of it is yovesh, if roiv is not yovesh, it's kosher. If roiv is not yovesh, it's kosher. But lekatchile, you have to have afilu mashu not to be yovesh. Now, what is yovesh? The Ramah brings down nifrach betzipoirim, that if you touch it, it crumbles. Ander zogin, not only nifrach betzipoirim, if you double the leaf, if you bend it, it will crack and break, it's also called yovesh. It's already a chumra. Now, the Mishneh Berurah says that b'shas hadchak you could say mechad the Ramah. Or b'lekatchila we pask in yovishes that it became white, and it left all of the green color. If there's no more green in it, it's called yovish. And you can't be makel on nifrach betzipoyrem only b'shas hadchak. Now the achro is like this. If it's nifrach betzipoyrem, the top, you have to be choishesh, that maybe it's possible, because it's so dry, it's keman delese, it's like niktam. So to be possible. If it's this white, lekatchile also, if the top is white, is possible. Zog de Chazanish, if you look at a lot of lulavim, the top gets burned by the sun. Again, this happens to over 80% of the lulavim. And it's partial because the lulav is a very pointy thing, and the lulav is in the point of the tree, and the sun hits it. So normally the sun burns the edge. The Chazanish says, if when you touch it, it will crumble, it's possible. It's yavish. But if it's not, so even that it lost the color green, but it didn't lose it because it came old. Just because it burned it, the Chazanish says that it's kosher lekatchile. The briskers hold that this is called yavish and it's possible. No brisker will make a brocha on a zalulav kimat. And this, when they say brisker lulavim alamol, means that it's green till the top. He cannot find such a lulav, and the normal lulavim, only the dairy kind. Again, the Chazanish said it's not called yavish. Aber lemaisa in bris de machmen that it's yavish. Now let me gain weiter. Avad, I have to be magdim that we are machshiv ale kehilas in klal Yisrael, kdoishim hem, him loy nevim hem, bnei nevim hem. We don't mean everyone has to stick to his minag avoysov. But we're just learning the sugyas together. As a musig of kore, sometimes you have a lulav, but you see it's just brown. You know, they have this brown that grows on the lulav. You take it, it's kore, you can't see the leaves, you can't see if it's a hemnik, if it's a... It says kore and the package of the lulav. This is what you bought, this is what you get. Now, the Bikurei Yankiv brings down not to take a lulav with a kore. Why? He says, because it's a mitzvah in lulav to make na'anuim, to shake it when you're taking the lulav. When you have a kore, it doesn't shake. And it's the Indian that the lulav will shake. Now, Aloha says, why we have to have arba tfochim in the lulav? Because the adasim have to come till the third tefach of the shedre, and me'ikir adin you have to be machmir, that the shedre, not only the leaves, will stick a tefach above the adasim and the arovis. Some people hold you not yoitz if you don't do it. It's a lot, in the Heintik, a lot of new people took out all different books on it. But for sure you have to have the lekatchil, the lulav, the shedre sticking a tefach above the adasim and the arovis. Zog de Bikurei Yankiv, if you have kore on top, you can't shake it. It's a geitzach nish. Zog de Bikurei Yankiv. Zog de Vel. Mashma from the Bikurei Yankiv, that the whole reason he didn't like the kore was because it doesn't shake. Lechura is a different problem. When you take off the kore, you will find nechlekot yoimus. You'll find hemniks. Weistois, the Bikurei Yankiv learns that is no problem that under the lulav you will find a hemnik and you will find a nechleka. And the shaila why? So it's two terutzim. One terutz is that while the tree grew this way, so this is the way of the tree, and while this is the way of the tree, it's not called nechleka atiyomis. After you take off the kore, it's nechleka atiyomis. Before we spoke in a little bit kore. Even if it's a lot of kore, it's not called nechlekot yoimus. It's not even called hemnik. Hemnik doesn't look nice. This is the way the lulav looks. This is one mahalach. The other mahalach says, no, avade and avade, if under the lulav is open, this person that used the kore was made a brocha levatola this year. Just he could be saimach on the roiv, that it's not. A lot of poskim maneinu taina that the main reason the Bikurei Yankiv said you could use it because you say mechal aroiv. So shtikel shaila kol eichad deikel levrure how you could say mechal aroiv. But they say because if you start to play with it, it opens. So you're not mechuyuv to check. The problem is that if you buy a lulav from Elarish, these are the normal, simple lulavim that go around. The Val, I'm not so sure, Egypt is doing some problems to get them this year. But the normal Elarish Lulavim is over 10 or 20%, maybe I say 30% of them, that other a hemnik, other a nechlak. I know if you go yourself to check, you'll see it's very hard to find a good lulav. So, as a klal, beroiv ha-motsu, you can't be soimech ha-mroiv. So some people say, again, the people that have a Mesoira have a Mesoira. Person that doesn't have a Mesoira is not allowed to use a Korah. Even if you want to use a Korah, use it from the good kind of Lulavim, that Chosh you have a big percentage that inside is kosher. Now, there's another Zach in the Lulav that is called a Kaftoy. In Yiddish they call it a Kneppel. A Kneppel. What is a Kneppel? The middle leaf is bended down. Some people say, the Rosh said that's the best Zach. We're not speaking, if it's bent down till middle of the leaf, then it's a problem already. We're speaking that on top of the leaf, it's like bended. Every normal leaf finishes like this, there's the middle leaf. It just bends down, has a bend. The Rosh said, Eile katchile zog the Rosh, take only this kind of lulavim. It never opens. It's never nikta. The best. The Ran holds, it's possible. Why? Kofuf, we know a lulav that is bent, is possible. And why we know if a person has a bent lulav, is possible. And we know that the tiyoymes, we miyachas the tiyoymes, ki'ilu, this is the main part of the lulav. So if that leaf is bent, it's possible. The litvishe don't take a kneppel. The chassidim, some take a kneppel. Again, the people that don't take a kneppel have a bigger problem in the korah. Because l'chura, with the korah, you could have kneppels under the korah. And the svara that we said before, that it's like this, it's not nechlak, it's not hemnik, fakneppels are bissel shvel to zog in this. Now, Reb Nissim Karelitz Steiner is that even if you don't want to take a kneppel, and this is be'etzim alamol d'shayle, you go to the middle leaf, a lot of time, it's like a little circle there. It's hard to show, especially in the good lulavim, the deri lulavim, it's closed till the end, but then it's like a little chupchik, a little bit it bends. Reb Nissim says that this is mashehu, and it's not called a kneppel. Kneppel is mamash like a bend, but if sometimes it's like, it finishes like, again, it's not sharp, has like a little circle-ish on top. Another zach the oilim amur mekel, sometimes it doesn't bend, but it doesn't knep. The knep means it goes up and down, mamash. But it's like the leaf finishes like a little with a slant. So again, a little that is going halfway is also not good. So the middle leaf, if it's a little slant, you could be mekel also. Now, there's another aloche. Lulev akofuf posu. Again, before I forget, even two more alochas I forgot to say, that niktam, we said, if all of the leaves are niktam, even the mashu, even if the middle leaf didn't niktam, it's posu. Niktam urov olov. Get a bang. Or somebody, you know, he has like another nice lulev, he took a knife, the middle one he knows not to touch. But the side ones, he wants to come to shul nicely, he just sharps, you know, have these, you know, these sharp knives. He just went to the sides, the lulav became possible. And the Zelbe Zach, if it's kneppels all over the leaves, the kula alma is possible. Only in the middle leaf we are machshu, but if it's kneppels all the leaves, you know, I'm only have a lulav, for ganz kneppel, the ganze Zach is a verknepped open, this you don't take. Now, the aloch is a lulav that is kofuf is possible. A bended lulav is possible. Now, I want to explain. It's three ways how to say, four ways. If the lulav is bent to the right, it's possible. If it's bent to his left, it's possible. If it's bent to his front, so it's three chetimtzes. You have the main lulav, bent to the right, possible. To the left is possible. Then it's two more sides, the shiny side and not the shiny side. If it's bent not to the shiny side, it's possible. If it's bent to the shiny side, it's kosher. The shiny side is the side that when you bench the lulav, it's facing you. This we call the shiny side. If it's bending towards you, that's okay. Right, left, and the front is possible. Now, the shaila is, what is the shiur that a lulav is bent that it's possible? We know a bent lulav is possible. What is the shiur for the psu? The Bis Yosef brings down Rashi. Rashi says, Okum doime lemagol. Magol is the zach that they cut the wheat with. The chitim. Nire shenoka doime lemagol, that only if it's really mamish bent, then it's possible. But if it's a little bit bent, lefit that the lulavim that are not so straight today, are kosher. Lekatchila the Mishnah Berurah says you have to have yoshor kesharvit, straight. People take the lulavim, you know, they look, it's a straight. Yoshor kesharvit. You have to have a yoshor kesharvit. Now, the Chazon Ish said, kol shelo nikara kvimusoi legamri is kosher. Now, we have to know, what is this din if the yoshor? So, it's very hard to know how much taka to be machmir. Again, lekatchile mamish to have it straight. A little bit, not possible. When it's already more from a little bit, it's kedai to ask the Rav Shaila. Now, one more aloha. That the Shaila is, what is this aloha? So the people that want to have a, you know, every time when they go in, people take a lulav, and you know, the first thing they look, if it's straight, if it's yosho. Again, a lot of times when you'll hold the lulav, it will bend a little bit down. But put it on the table. You know, the lulav doesn't have to be a strong lulav. When you hold him, he could bend. But when you put it on the table, you see if it's straight. If it's straight, it's okay. Now, again, this lulav lamashal is a straight lulav. Even that... Now, the shaila is alamol. What is the inyan to be machmir that have it very, very straight? It's mamashahidu midin lulav, or it's tam zekeli van veil. Zekeli van veil. So I want to Messiah is a Sharit Shuvah that brings down a Shvus Yankev. That he has a Shailef is a heter to paint the lulav green, to look green. Heter gomur oisom shetsoivim alulovim that will look like nu shu hidur mitzvah en mishum baltoisif chazus alav milse. And the Sefer Pritzion afrecht, he doesn't understand. What it helps that you paint him, if he's dry, the psul is not the color white. So if it was brown, it was also possible. Because his gom is left. So what is the tzadar if you were painted? So they want to tell you that the Shari Tshuva didn't speak about painting an old lulav. And a lulav that is kosher, this doesn't look so fresh. He said it's a hidu mitzvah to paint him, to make him look fresher. Psachidush. We'll stop here.